All right, our last short talk is with Nicole Price. So many of you remember or know of CNET. CNET was an NSF-funded $20 million five-year program through the EPSCoR program. And the University of Maine and UNE, who were partners for 5 years, and they funded, 20 PhDs, 50, huge number of research done to benefit the aquaculture industry. Well, recently, Bigelow Labs and its partners have been funded with an EPSCoR looking at eDNA. And Nicole's going to tell us how eDNA can help our farms and help us manage.
Thank you. I'm starting to lose my voice a little bit, so I'm going to stand right next to the microphone so you can hear me. And I know I'm the last thing between us and lunch, so I'll try to be very quick. I'd like to just briefly introduce what the eDNA program is, how we think it might be useful for the aquaculture industry. But we have a session this afternoon also at 3:10, and we'd love for people to come and attend because we're really interested in hearing what you think we might be able to use eDNA to do for the aquaculture industry too. It turns out there's a lot of possibilities, and the best way to do this is to work together. Okay, so the main eDNA program, there's four co-PIs, some from UMaine, some from Bigelow, and we are representing over 61 scientists that could be involved in this program and hundreds of undergraduate students. So what is environmental DNA? People define this differently, and it may be a term that's new to you. But it's basically any genetic material that's obtained directly from the environment, from sediment, from water samples, etc. And it doesn't necessarily have to have obvious examples of biological source material in it. So DNA can come from eDNA, environmental DNA, can come from decomposed shells or whole shed cells, or microorganisms, so bacteria, viruses, or in marine system, spores and larvae can count as eDNA as well. You can use eDNA to target detection of specific species, or you can even potentially use it to quantify those specific species in the environment, or characterize the entire community through a single analysis. So how has eDNA been used to date? It's been used more in land-based systems and freshwater systems than marine systems, but people think this is exciting enough to invest $20 million and to have all of these scientists come together and figure out the utility of it in marine systems and specifically towards fisheries and aquaculture. So people use it for just basic ID of species and presence-absence at the most rudimentary level and overall diversity. But you can also use it to reveal distribution patterns over space and time, and particularly to detect rare and invasive species or unseen species. So when we think about the aquaculture industry, this can be applied towards biosecurity issues, towards understanding these seed sets that we need for the mussel and scallop industry before hatcheries get developed, for understanding harmful algal blooms potentially. You can use it to reconstruct past communities. There's a whole field called ADNA, ancient DNA, or just to estimate biodiversity. So our main eDNA EPSCoR program is another $20 million investment from the National Science Foundation to support basic education and training of workforce, but also to support advancement in three themes that we identified in the overall proposal: sustainable fisheries, harmful and shifting species, and macrosystem eDNA integration. There's a large umbrella over all of this, which is how is this all going to work in a future warmer, more acidic ocean, and especially on the coast of Maine with more precipitation, et cetera, et cetera. What we envision this whole project to become is to place Maine as a leader in coastal eDNA technology and ecology. This is a field that's rapidly developing worldwide, and we think that Maine, along with our growing aquaculture industry and our existing fisheries industries, can be a hub for development of this new technology and new jobs associated with the requirements needed to analyze the data to use this technology most effectively. And so this afternoon, if you'd like to come to our session, I have four ideas that I'm going to present where in some cases we have early data, how eDNA can help with aquaculture, but really we also want to hear from you, your ideas about how eDNA might help, and your concerns and questions or just curiosity about what we can do with this new tool.